If you're holding a Labor Day cookout, maybe you're going to head over to a farmer's market and pick up some fresh produce to serve to your guests. It would be a really good weekend to do that. Amy Diaz is editor for The Hippo, and she joins us right now to give us the lowdown of what might be out there at some farmer's markets around the state. Hi, Amy.
Good morning.
So you've got a story in this week's Hippo about what's going on at some of the state's farmer's markets, and it's been kind of a strange year.
Yes, so we've had all this heat, but some items like tomatoes and corn, that it's been a really fabulous summer.
Really? So the heat actually helps that?
Yeah, for tomatoes in particular, they like it warm, so that's why you've seen maybe a bumper crop of tomatoes. Also, the corn has done really well.
It's been very sweet this year.
Absolutely. You know, I was talking to some experts in the field, and they say this has just been a really great year for that, and then we're seeing some other things come in early.
Like what? Like the apple crop?
Yes. So, I was talking to Christine Mossy over at McLeod Brothers Orchard in Milford, and she was saying that she thinks that the Macintoshes are going to be a few days early for her at her orchard, but they actually plant an early variety, the Paula Reds, and those are ready now. Those are going to be ready to pick this weekend.
So are we seeing orchards open up a little earlier this year?
Well, you know, you should call your favorite orchard and find out what their schedule is going to be. But some places are going to have these early varieties like the Paula Reds. They don't have them at McLeod, but Ginger Gold is another early variety you might see that are available to pick. And then Macintoshes really aren't that far off. She said another week or so, and those will probably be ready as well.
Does that mean that some of these crops will be gone earlier this year?
Well, you know, a lot of the things like tomatoes and other crops go until frost. So we'll sort of see what happens with the frost, but we could have, another couple weeks of tomatoes.
Yeah, if the weather stays warm. And speaking of stuff that's been sticking around a little longer than usual, I was really surprised to see in your notes that there's actually a lot of berries around, like strawberries and blueberries and that kind of thing.
You know, I went to a farmer's market earlier this week, and I was shocked to see, I saw at least one pint of strawberries. I saw some raspberries and blueberries. Some of the people I talked to were saying that farmers are growing strawberries that continue to produce throughout the summer. So you're going to see not as many as you would see in like June, but you'll still see some strawberries out there. There's a fall variety of raspberries, so you might start to see those at the market. And then there are some blueberries, some varieties, again, that'll continue through the summer. So this is really the magical time for farmers markets. You can get kind of the best of the summer season with all those tomatoes and corn, and then you can start to get some of the fall as well.
And this is the time, obviously, when farmers markets are really heating up in general. How are farmers markets around the state doing?
You know, they're doing pretty well. There were, I think, about 75, 77 or so listed this year. And then I was talking to Gail McWilliam Jelly, Director of Agricultural Development, and she was saying that she thinks there might even be another 25 or so out there that they don't have on their list. So, you know, people are really interested in eating local. The farmers markets offer things like, you know, speaking of tomatoes, varieties like Brandywine or Striped German, the sort of green ones that you might not find at a supermarket. So it's something a little special. And then, you know, you're going to find things aside from the fruits and vegetables that you think about when you think about a farmer's market. You're going to find other local things there. Meats and seafood have become really popular, and cheese as well.
Yeah, that's interesting, because when you think cheese, you think Vermont.
Yes, but we have a growing cheese industry in the state, and you're going to see a lot of those people at the farmers markets with cheese, and then also with other dairy items. Raw milk has become a thing that people are interested in lately, and you'll see that as well.
There's a lot to look forward to, so you can hit the local farmers market this weekend and pick up everything from raspberries to sweet corn and apples.
Absolutely. You know, you got yourself a great dinner and a good pie, I think, in the making.
Amy Diaz is editor for The Hippo, talking farmers markets this weekend. Amy, good to see you.
Have a great weekend.